Welcome, everybody. Share number 982, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of going through the halachas of Mayim Achrayim. So we established the all-important fact last share, Lemaisa, how to wash, where, how far up you have to wash. You have to wash up to the halacha Lemaisa, up to the second knuckle. It's a good thing the Bir Halacha said that if you can wash up to the third knuckle, whereby the fingers attached to the hand at Mayim Achrayim. So it's just, again, moving strictly again a little further in the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Shulchan Aruch, in our Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif hates Zerach sheyashpil roshay etzbois lamata kedei Zerach sheyashpil roshay etzbois lamata kedei sheterid hazuam. Simple halacha. In other words, a person should try and keep their fingers down. Zerach sheyashpil roshay etzbois. In other words, the tips of the fingers, the top of the fingers, try and keep them downward when washing. Right? Kadesh Terid Hazuam. In other words, that the filth, the schmutz, should flow right off. It's a simple halach. It tells us the Mishabru and Sifkat and Yod Aleph, Minalech Lach Shabiyodav Alidei Hanatila. In other words, for the dirt that's on the fingers should fall off. Obviously, if a person keeps their hands up, like they're accepting a ball or something like that, you know, so then the whatever dirt's on the hand flows back onto the hand. You want to try and keep it flowing down, flowing off. All the dirt goes off the hands. Okay, so I just want to skip the next one in Vav. He talks about, we'll try and get back to that if there's a few people at the table. But before we get to that, we want to just see what the halachas actually are. In other words, if you have a lot of people at the table, who washes first? How do you, you know, is there such a thing as being mechabed somebody else? Okay, we'll see. We'll try and get into that. Right now, I just want to get to, we're trying to go through the, just the halachas per se. So we skip Vav and he moves on to Zion, does the machaber. It says like this, Eim avarchem shum bracha. What about a bracha? When I wash my machrayinim, do I have to make a bracha? Right? We know by my mishayinim, right? When I wash for bread, Natil Zedayim, I have to make a bracha, Val Natil Zedayim. Asher Kedisham Yisrael, Al Natil Zedayim. What about my machrayinim? My machrayinim is a mitzvah, right? I have to wash. So do I make a bracha? So the Mechabed tells us, no, we don't make a bracha. The Mechabed says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eim Yivarchim Shum Bracha Al Mayim Achroinim. We do not make a bracha on Mayim Achroinim. So the question is, why not? We know in general we have a mitzvah when we make a bracha, right? In general, pretty much every mitzvah, many mitzvahs anyways. But okay, so now the... So tells us the Mishabur and Sif Katan Yud Zayin, do we make a bracha on the Mayim Achrayim? And we said no. So why? Lefi Atam Shebeyarnu L'El Sif Katan Aleph. He says Mishum Chashash Melech Sedoimis Dehu Sakana Lo'Einayim, because of the fact that this whole issue with the salt Melech Sedoimis is a sakana to the eyes. It's a dangerous thing for the eyes in case somebody chas v'sham touches the eyes. Bevadei in shaykh levarech al netil azu. Therefore, since we're dealing with a question of a sakana, we don't make a bracha. Bevadei in shaykh levarech bracha zu. Therefore, we're not going to make a bracha on this mitzvah. Kamoshe ein revarchem al shmira mishar sakana. It's just like we don't make brachas on other items, that other mitzvahs that are quote unquote a question that has to do with a shmira from a sakana. Okay, now a very interesting thing, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Actually, not Rav Shlomo Zalman, but in the Dirshu, in Ois number 11. He brings down a very interesting thing that he says a little bit different, that in other words, good, very, we understand. So I don't make a bracha when it has to do with a shmira from a sakana, that I'm protecting myself from sakana. But he says even a little bit different, that v'af ledas agro, he brings down again in Ois number 11, after the ledas agro, v'shenetila mayim achroinim, he mitzvah shel v'yisim kedoshim, that according to the gro, it's mamash a mitzvah, we see mamash a mitzvah, the Torah says, v'yisim kedoshim, we spoke about last time. And it's mamash a mitzvah quoted in the Torah, and it's not the raisa, but the way it's set up. But we quoted last time the two lashonis in the pasuk. One is for mayim rishonim, one is for washing for bread, and one is for mayim achrayim. Even with all that, he says, He says, I'm sorry, it's from Rav Eliashiv. He brings another Rav Shlomo Zalman. He brings from Rav Eliashiv. It's when they make the abbreviations and you read it quick, sometimes it looks like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's almost the same thing. But it's Rav Eliashiv, Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. He says, so he says, Mikol Mokim, Ein Levar Chale, why don't we make the bracha? Mishim Shaloi, Hutzrichu Chazal, Sakan Atilas, Mayim Achroinim, El Bemokim Shein Sakan. In other words, it's like this. Because of this sakana thing, it's sort of like, if you want to call it common sense, a person has to wash their hands, right? You have this salt that's dangerous, melech sedoimus, whatever the case was we spoke about. So therefore, a person has to wash their hands anyways. You don't need a takanas chazal. You don't need something whereby chazal said, well, the halacha is, you have to wash your hands. Not a takanas chazal. There is a takanas chazal, but since the person has to do it anyways, that's what he says. That's how he brings it down. But when there's no sakana, then we need Chazal to tell us. You still have to wash my machrim. When there's a makam sakana, yesh little af polite takanasim. In other words, even without the takanas Chazal, if it's a sakana, a person's still going to do it anyways to wash your hands, right? So v'kevin she'ein bracha b'makam she'yesh sakana. So since we don't have a bracha, whereby there's a question of a sakana, lachin like tiknu bracha af b'makam she'ein sakana. Therefore, we didn't make a bracha whereby there's a no sakana. In other words, a person would do it anyways. You can't touch your eyes. You have to wash off the dirt. But if my hands are clean, you still wash my machrayim. So therefore, it's sort of like a loy plug. Interesting that Chazal said, okay, in all cases, we're going to tell you don't have to make a bracha. Okay, well, we'll finish off with this subject next time. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.